This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And wait for this number. The musical The Lion King will break a Broadway record this week. It'll be the first show to gross more than $1 billion. Marketplace's Queena Kim tells us what's behind that show's success.
The Lion King opened on Broadway 16 years ago, but it's not crossing the billion-dollar threshold because it's been around for so long. There are four other musicals that have run longer. David Rooney is a theater critic for The Hollywood Reporter. And I asked him, so how did The Lion King do it?
The how is simple. It's a good show.
Rooney says unlike previous Disney efforts, the entertainment company didn't just recreate the movie on the stage. Instead, they hired avant-garde director Julie Taymor, who used puppetry and other stage devices to capture the magic of theater. And he says Disney's kept the marketing dollars flowing.
A lot of shows that are doing that kind of business would think, well, we don't need to spend major marketing money.
Blake Ross is the editor-in-chief of Playbill. She says the musical also has a built-in audience. When friends with children come into the city,
Lion King is a pretty great universal show for kids to go to.
And she says, like a lot of recent animated movies by Disney, adults enjoy the musical too. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.